1, 2, 3, 4.
But fellas, Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl.
No one,
I'm a Cowboys fan, so.
No one else in the room thinks that the Patriots
That's
are deserving of.
I thought you were
going to
smoke a cigarette.
Going to the
like,
Super
what
Bowl.
What the fuck? Drake, May, May?
It literally looks like you're smoking crack right now on camera. That's insane, dude.
What happened to your little penny pen?
Yeah, it stopped working.
What happened to your Benjamin Netanyahu?
So, what'd you do? Hollow out a chapstick? What is that? It's called a chillum. This is marijuana.
And we're in Rhode Island, where it's legal. It's not crack. I'm not the mayor of Toronto. But what I am the mayor of is the Patriot fans in this podcast. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think you guys are losers.
I know. I know what you think.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me about what you think.
That you,
it
it's
bothers
a
me.
Joke that you guys made it there?
Sure.
I think you're going to get
knock,
your
knock.
Asses stomped by Seattle.
Knock, knock.
Gasp.
Gasp. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Patriots.
Patriots who?
Where?
Patriots are in the Super Bowl. laugh at that joke.
Undeservedly so.
We're having a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, we. Why aren't the It'd Bills in the Super Bowl?
Because they play an actual schedule.
Super Bowl party.
Josh Allen's been
Super
playing
Bowl.
With a broken
Super
ankle
Bowl
since week 16. Couldn't get a wide receiver.
Yes.
To save our lives. Couldn't get a
our
safety.
Wide.
Couldn't get edge rushers.
Tight.
Skill.
In back
issue.
Third quarters.
Yeah, Brandon Bean. He got promoted and we fired our head coach.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You promoted your offensive coordinator. That's going to go great.
I
welcome back to
I
Pat
like
on the Back.
Yeah.
It's just the boys.
Just the boys.
Just the boys.
Well, it's just the family.
It's not just the boys.
She's a boy.
I'm a boy.
Well, we never called it that before. We never called it a just the boys. We called it a family
this
episode.
Is a family pod.
Oh, I thought we were the boys.
We them boys.
We the boys.
That,
City
was
boys.
That the
Cowboys? Hold on. We them boys.
I don't know what that means. If it's a Patriots thing.
No water coming out of this.
Wow, she thinks she's a part of it now.
Fuck me.
That bit makes you seem really bad, you know. When you listen to it, you're like, this guy like is really mean to women in general.
Whoa. I'm mean to
what
women.
Bit?
Well, hold on. I'm mean to women, but I'm also mean to men.
It's true. You are mean
I'm
to everyone.
Just
not as bad, though.
Mean?
Much meaner to women.
I think you're much meaner to women.
I've noticed it about you.
How? How?
I think it's because you're more afraid of men.
Never mean to me.
Yeah, you're never mean to Rudy. And Rudy's
Rudy.
The biggest person in the garage.
I love Rudy. Why would
I
be
see how that goes.
Why would I be mean to Rudy?
You're mean to me.
How am I mean to you?
You're mean to me all the time.
And in that fact, how am I even mean to G?
I
we all
you
know
call
it's
me
jokes
a bitch
here.
Every episode, seven
every
times.
Okay. You
it
know
is
what? I'll
it's
be nice.
An excessive
I'll
amount
nice.
Of bitch.
All right. I'll
it
be
is.
Nice
is
this
it's
episode.
A lot of
episode.
Bitches.
I'll be nice this episode.
Podcast over.
It's cold. Weather's cold.
That it is.
You guys, how's work?
It long.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I had to, I worked tens this week to make up for the day off on Monday because we got mollywopped.
Yeah.
By snow.
Yep.
That feels like a slur for some reason.
I don't think it is. I think it's like a sexual aggression, but I'm not, either way, we got fucked. Like, I don't know. It's like you hit something with your penis, maybe. I'm not sure what mollywopped is.
Mollywopped.
I've heard it before. I didn't make it up, maybe.
Fetty wop.
Like,
we got Fetty wopped.
Yeah, we got Fetty wopped.
We got Fetty wopped. We
got fucking...
this weekend.
Seven,
we got Chris Brown by snow.
We got Chris Brown by snow?
We got fucking
well,
Ray Rice,
nice.
Dude.
Nice.
We got Ray Rice.
Well, that's not nice. You're making fun of domestic abuse victims.
No, I'm not.
That's not nice.
I'm making fun of the people that got domestic abuse charges leveled against them.
Fair enough.
Flipping the script.
Yeah. There was one bit I was going to make.
This sucks. You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
I was going to make a joke.
You know, I won't call you a biatch no more. I do it for the bit, but I won't do it no more.
I know that you mean it as a joke. It's the excessiveness that I think people will go like, this feels like it's moving past joke territory.
This feels like an HR meeting right now.
All right, do we need a real meeting here? Do we need to put the mics down?
No.
Are we going to fight?
We're all adults. We could... No. No.
I want you to question your existence.
I do, all the time. Yeah.
How do you spell WAPT? I'm still trying to look
it up. W-A-P-P-E-D?
No, I've been called much worse by much better.
Yeah.
And that hurt. Nice.
Shouldn't be a surprise.
We're having fun here.
It is a bit.
No, we all know it's a bit.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. I know it's a bit.
Guys,
and now we're back.
We're back.
You don't you don't have to cut that. I hope you leave that in. It's like you being like,
I think it's
genuinely funny.
I think it's just kicking someone's ass.
Mollywopped?
Yeah. Oh, no. Mollywopped is just, it's just being somebody's ass.
Why
no
did anyone say anything when I said it was sexual aggression?
I'm being nice.
I didn't know.
Keep it gangster with it and deck someone.
I know Mollywopped because Earl Sweatshirt put out a song called Mollywopped. Back when he was
Earl T-shirts.
He was Earl Hand-Me-Down.
Had to grow into it.
Yeah, he was Earl Hand-Me-Down.
Yeah.
Back when he was Sly Tendencies.
I also have to look up who you're talking about because I don't know who that is.
Earl Sweatshirt?
Yeah, no.
I know the name. I don't know anything about his
Wolfgang,
music.
Kill Them All, Don't Give a Fuck, Loiter Squad.
Is this Tyler,
Life.
The creator?
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait, it's the same guy? I thought they were boys.
It was like a gang.
Yeah, I thought they were friends. Yeah, okay.
Earl Grey tea.
Guy's versatile.
Wow.
He makes tea?
Wow.
Why is it gray?
Earl Grey tea was pretty good, actually.
Does it look gray?
No.
He's currently touring in Europe if you wanted to see him.
Well, that's because he's banned from the U.S.
I already saw him.
Is he really?
I don't know.
It's only $44 in Rome.
Oh, yeah, no, he's still kind of underground.
Yeah, it also takes $400 to get to Rome.
Well,
that's very cheap
to
go to Rome.
Well, when in Rome?
Spend $44 and go to an Earl Sweatshirt concert?
Goddamn right.
That's such a wild thing.
Traveling to Rome?
Imagine you go on vacation to Italy, and you're like, hey, Earl Sweatshirt's in town. You guys want to
I guarantee that's one person at that show.
One
He's
person.
Like, what are the chances?
I'm a huge Tyler the Creator fan.
Well, I love his work with The Alchemist.
I don't think there's that many people wearing do-rags and traveling to Rome.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Big migrant bro.
What does Italian ice look like?
It's kind of like
I thought it was a bit. I thought it was a joke.
Well, it's like ice water.
Yeah.
Italian ice. It's like water ice. It's
Italian,
slushy.
Italian ice is it's Dells.
Yeah.
Were you trying to make a joke?
No, he's doing some wordplay.
I'm a big wordplay boy.
He's a big wordplay comedian now.
I'm not that smart.
I know, but
I ain't smart like that.
It's not for you.
Stop hitting me with I'm not smart like that.
That's just sitting in the audience like, what the fuck's he talking about?
Dude, last week at the open mic, I had a terrible set, and the girl was like, no, we think you're great. I was like, why? I'm not doing a good job. She goes, we just like your vibe. I was like, what vibe is that? Like, drunk retard? Because that's really what I'm bringing to the microphone
right now. I'm not
going to
lie, Pat. If I didn't know you, your vibe would be like, we should keep an eye.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of people don't talk to me like
that. He took all his layers off to do this.
Boy's damn near naked.
That's crazy.
I don't want to sweat.
Why'd he take his
shoes
off?
I feel like vibe is such a cop-out word, though.
It was a white.
It's like nothing.
It was a white girl at the bar.
Just your vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, what is my
vibes, bro?
Yeah.
It's just vibes, bro.
Like, what does that mean?
It was a white girl at a bar, and when I was like, I've been watching the Harry Potter movies recently for the first time, and she was like, the books are better, and I was like, that's who we're dealing with.
Shut the fuck up.
Like,
you shut your fucking mouth.
Wait. This is your first time watching the Harry Potter movies?
First time since, like, becoming, like, someone who can, like, understand it. Like, I watched them when they came out. But I've seen them.
You
like,
watch all of them when they came out?
Expelliarmus!
Were you reading the last time I saw a Harry Potter movie before this past watching was probably like 2011 when the last movie came out. I didn't watch them leading up to that. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to watch the Chamber. I'm just going to pop
crazy,
on the Chamber of Secrets. You know what
that's
I mean?
Crazy.
Like,
you know who had
das
a hard
crazy.
Time
what?
With Harry Potter?
Big Ron.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. He didn't know how to say Hermione. He used to say Hermione.
They say it all the time.
He thought it was a boy.
It's clearly the hottest
person
on the
show. When did Dad read?
When I was a wee lad.
Honestly, and I don't mean anything against him, if you said your dad couldn't read, I'd be like...
He absolutely can read, but when did he read the Harry Potter books?
When we were little. He used to read to me before bed.
He would read the Harry Potter books
to
you?
I feel like you make up shit.
I swear to God, dude.
I swear.
And fucking Hermione.
I'm done.
When...
What did,
this is what happens when you add a,
I've been
add
listening. No joke. I've been listening to episodes and I'm like, fucking, you lied.
I didn't lie.
I only know Aladdin, A Whole New World. You guys were going to make an a cappella group, and the only song I know is A Whole New World.
And Picture.
And Picture by fucking. Are you serious?
Is that not
those
the
only two
songs
in my fucking brain that I know the words to?
Name three more.
Name three songs.
Name three songs.
I refuse. Earl Grey sweatshirt.
Loved Earl. Grey wasn't bad. Sweatshirt, kind of redundant. Not going to lie. Album, not his best.
I used to work with a guy who was a musician in like a jazz group. He had like a song that charted in England. It was huge in England.
You worked with a black guy?
Yeah. And
you should have told him.
Jerry out.
Oh, when I worked with him, he was American. But when I worked with him, he was like... He was fucking old. He was like 80 when I worked with him. And one time he came in, he just says the most ridiculous stuff. He would come in, he would be like, Rudy, my brother of 1,000 years. It's like, what the fuck are you saying right now? Yeah, he said that to a guy.
Like
I was like, that's a crazy thing to say. Like, my brother of 1,000 years? Like,
my brother of 1,000 years.
So weird.
Well, he just listened to David Bowie's Man Who Sold the World, and he was like, that's a really cool idea.
Maybe. I don't know.
How much do you think you get for
no.
it?
What?
The world?
I want to buy the earth.
Well, that's Rudy, that's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question the song is asking. The man who sold the world. How much is it worth if you already have everything or if you have nothing? What is it if everyone else is gone? What is it worth?
I don't think I understand.
I
don't listen to David Bowie.
Also Nirvana.
I don't listen to Nirvana.
Unplugged?
Oh.
Nirvana Unplugged?
No, we're plugged in.
Kurt Cobain.
Well.
Are we going? What was your favorite song off of Kurt Cobain, off of Nirvana's Unplugged?
That's crazy.
And we're back.
Widowy,
did you
Princess.
That's actually what I describe the monster shits I have to deal with at work.
Widowy crazy?
No, it's they're like, how are the toilets? And I'm like, not bad usually, but sometimes I get fucking Kurt Cobain's bedroom on the back of the bowl.
Yeah.
Blood?
Just debris. Everywhere.
Shit, some brains. Skull
leaves,
fragments.
Sticks.
A silly little note to his imaginary friend. What is this?
Dear Courtney.
Throw it away. Dear Courtney, please don't.
Please don't.
Oh, God.
Look, all I'm saying is Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain. Allegedly.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty...
Allegedly.
Sure.
Legally?
Sure.
Legally, you can't say it?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Allegedly.
This is what I've always thought about it.
Go off, Queen.
Is like, with his fan base, you think it'd be a lot easier for him to get a more manageable weapon to kill himself with? Like, he couldn't get a handgun?
Yeah.
Like, you know what,
it just feels cumbersome to kill yourself with a shotgun.
No, I hate... No.
Like, does
you
it
got,
not? Does,
it's shoeless. You gotta do it shoeless.
It wasn't sawed off. It was straight up full size.
Straight up.
I don't know.
Straight up chatty.
I'm not Courtney Love.
Like
I didn't
two very
shoot him.
Different things going on there with one versus the other.
That's
ask
a good
Courtney. I don't know.
Well, that's but that's saying that he has to do it shoeless. If you have a 9mm, you don't have to do that. You could do that fully clothed.
Yeah, but
if you
could put on layers and still shoot yourself with
a
handgun. Yeah,
puts on a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, you could. You could like
that's
it's
badass.
You're
goes
telling me
like the old
he
Superman.
Couldn't come up with a different firearm.
Bazooka.
Like, I just don't, yeah.
Aim straight down.
Noob tube. Ah, shit, he noob tubed himself.
Did you see that video where the guy comes out of the van?
No!
RPG?
Yeah.
In flip-flops.
Filipino mayor had assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. I love the armored car surprise. Just went boop, and then drove away.
Hell of a car.
Yeah, it was a Volvo or a Lexus.
But
or
I'm like, you're really coming out hot with flippy floppies like that.
Well, it's
that
hot outside.
I got my swim trunk.
The Philippines?
No, that's
hot as a mofo.
That's kind of like the uniform of the Philippines is a tank top
just
and
so
flip-flops. Cra-
yeah. Yeah. No.
It rhymes.
Like,
full
fuck?
It, tank top flip-flop.
They
tank
don't know what they're doing
flops.
Over there. That's, wh- that's
put
why
in
like
pussy
in the,
go slips.
In the Middle East, when it's like...
Yeah.
They had so many IEDs in the Middle East that were unsuccessful because it's like, yeah, these guys don't know what they're doing. No, they just wouldn't go off. They drive like right over them. Nothing would happen.
Oh.
They sucked at building.
It's like that video...
But, like when they go off, they're surprised.
Have
like,
you
holy
seen
shit,
that video?
We fucking did it.
We did it. Have you seen that video of the guy that gets... they brought a bomb squad out for a backpack that was left on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
and then some random guy comes up and is like, Jesus Christ, he just fucking empties it. And they're like, get down. Dude, he's like, I just need to go through.
Those guys...
It's like New York.
Those guys get the PTSD they get from that stuff. I was in a vehicle one time with an NCO who was driving.
What's an NCO?
An NCO is a non-commissioned officer, like a sergeant.
Sure.
And a sergeant. You don't know what a sergeant is?
Sure.
Okay.
Lieutenant!
I don't
Lieutenant!
Know how.
Lieutenant, I love it.
It's great.
That's British and not what I'm talking about. <All right. laughs> They're not enlisted. So it's a high-ranking enlisted guy.
No, I know what a sergeant is.
And
I've seen Black Hawk Down.
And so we're driving down the road. And there's a Walmart bag that's, like, stuck in the road, like, just in the road.
You got it.
And he swerved around it.
They got a van, Walmart there?
That's the kind of bag it was. Oh. That's just what I called them growing up. A plastic bag.
The Waltons have really diversified.
It's a plastic bag. I don't know. They probably got one out there.
What the fuck?
Allahu Walmart!
Domestic terrorism is on the rise after Walmart increases its prices. Wallahu Walmart!
That was actually heinous.
Oh, that's great.
Are we recording? Yeah, are we recording on the camera? Check that. All right, cool.
Well, thank God I got good
imagine
eyes.
Imagine we weren't.
We lost all of that. Wallahu Walmart! One more time, just for posterity. Oh.
People are kneeling six times a day in the direction of their local Walmart. Local residents.
It's fat white trash mecca.
Local residents. Local residents are quoted as saying, quote, Wallahu Akbar. More at 7.
Oh shit.
Shh, it can hear you. You must put your forehead up against the wall. When you pray, put your forehead up against the wall.
Is that a thing that they have to do?
The wailing wall. That thing is Jews.
Some not.
He's
the
right.
Same
he's right.
What is? I don't
he's
know what right. he's talking about.
It's
the wailing
like,
wall.
It's a wall
that means
in Jerusalem.
Nothing to me.
It's a wall in Jerusalem with like cracks, and people bring like
it
little
cries.
Notes, and they put them in, and they pray, but they put their forehead to the wall. It's like a very special wall. It's a great wall.
It's
the Mexicans
probably the best
built
wall.
We
second
made them build
wall.
It.
We wouldn't build it. The Jews built it.
Kind of shoddy, if you ask me, but I wouldn't ask me. Ask me.
Donnie, Chuck. What do you think about the wall?
The wall is long and tall. People ask, what about the tunnels? I say, the wall goes down to, it's a great wall. I've been working on it. Is it good?
It's not bad.
Thanks.
It's not bad.
I've heard better.
Okay.
I'll fuck you in your mouth. I'll fuck you in your mouth. I'll fuck you in your mouth till my cum is...
It was the three-peat. It was the three-peat, dude.
Look, why were you chanting it? That was crazy.
I'll fuck you in your. I'll fuck but you in your. I'll fuck you in your mouth.
Yeah. God, but when to do one with the family?
Oh, I
oh
miss
my
this.
God.
How long you been waiting for?
How long have you been waiting for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Breck, real quick, right now, put in 1 second of Kanye West, Devil in a New Dress.
1 second?
Yeah. Okay. Well, 7 seconds is the limit, but 1 second will get you flagged.
Oh, okay.
Is it a specific second?
We're all
because
well,
I wanted to do
here.
It. I wanted to do it for the Pats thing, but I forgot to do it, so I'm going to put it in now.
Okay.
Oh. Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation.
That was longer than a second. What do you think about Drake May having less than 150 total yards of offense in a championship game?
What?
Oh, it didn't even snow in the first half.
Okay. No, he's they were
he wasn't good.
Top 10 defense. He's faced back to back to back.
Oh yeah, no.
How long have you been thinking of that question?
He has been so quiet.
I've been nothing but polite.
I've been polite. Your jokes have been horrible. I don't know why they've been laughing at him. I don't think they've been funny at all. I don't think they've been funny.
I've been so polite.
I've been nothing but polite.
Awalahu Walmart was good, but other than that, just saying you're going to face fuck somebody, I did not enjoy it. I didn't think it was very funny at all.
I will be honest, it was the chanting for me.
I can get behind the that's fine, but your material has been subpar, sir.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, God. Oh.
How do you feel about your Patriots now?
Fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I would say that sometimes you listen to me and you listen to my comedy and
you
get the same thought and you get the same thought that you thought when you first saw an amputee. There should be more. And I just don't have it. Either you get it or you don't.
I don't know if I've
either
ever
looked
at an
amputee. Smoke them if you got them.
I've never looked at someone without an arm and thought, there should be
one. I refuse to look at amputees. Like, no.
Well, that's because every time you look at him, you go, ew, what happened?
How do you know prior to seeing them? What if you're by yourself and you turn a corner?
You can feel them.
You just go, you look up. Every time you round a corner, you look up and you just go, nope.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you saw a midget?
No. That's not something I keep track of. I'm not that smart.
Like in real life?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You don't remember the first time you saw a midget?
Like no, it was forever ago.
In proper real life? Yeah, like 4 years ago.
It took you that long?
Very.
Yeah.
It took it till you were 38?
What were you doing?
Actually, let's get that out of the way. No, I did want to apologize for a couple things because 2026, as we know, is the year of apologies and the year of. So,
I hate burping on a microphone. That disgusts me.
So, Rudy,
I'm gonna need one to get through the rest of this. If you could just
good catch.
If you got a Lucy, you could throw over here. I'm not gonna make it.
It was not as good as your fucking trash can throw.
So. Rudy, I am sorry. I've been telling people you're 42.
I meant to do that.
It doesn't bother me.
All right.
I'm sorry that I've been telling people you're 42.
Can I ask you a question? Why have you been telling people that?
It's funny.
I'm not really taking follow-ups right now.
It's not really looking for notes. It's believable.
What have you been saying? He's 43?
He's 42.
Oh, okay.
It's believable. You look at Rudy and you say 42, you go, yeah.
It's the gray hair, man.
Yeah. Salt and pep.
It's getting,
salt and pepper here.
Push it.
Push it. So, Pat, I'm sorry I've been telling people you've been gone from comedy because your dad's in the hospital for AIDS.
Ooh.
I feel like you had a different reason for telling people I've been gone from comedy.
It's kind of.
Just every week, I've been slinging something new out there.
Slinging some new shit.
Tell people my dad's
where are you
in
slinging this shit? You're not at the mics either.
Who
are you telling the guys at work?
That's a good point.
Hey, my buddy Pat is not doing comedy anymore. His dad has AIDS.
He's doing sex
like,
at work.
He's taking a break.
Who the fuck is Pat?
I'm sorry I've been calling your workplace and going... and hanging up.
He's in his defense, he's been going up one flight of stairs.
To be fair, he was just getting in his car.
So Those, okay, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you wanted me to stop them. I didn't really.
I forgive you.
You know, if you don't have it, you don't have to do it.
I like them. Like, I think they're fun.
It's not a requirement. Nothing is a requirement.
Can you sing to me to make me feel better?
No, you don't deserve it.
Why do you not like me so much?
You don't deserve it.
Oh, nothing. I think you're just being gross for grossness' sake. And it's sickening to me.
Well, you sicken me.
Because of Chris, coming in your mouth?
Well, no. Because
yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. That crossed the line of... Like, not that I didn't like the joke. I was just like, that feels unnecessarily graphic.
Right, Pat.
It was getting a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, I'm sorry I said fuck your mouth.
Never
Can
do
we
it
move
again.
On.
God, this really is a year of apologies. First, you make me feel bad for that. I hate women. I don't hate women. And you make me feel bad because you're like, you don't support veterans. And I'm like, what did they do for me?
Did we accuse him of that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm the one that said I didn't like looking at amputees.
Oh, yeah, but the first time I saw a midget was at Bob's Stores. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Bob's Stores has been closing for like 6 months. I'm sorry, six years.
At least.
6 months is not that
that's
long.
That's not crazy.
I don't know what that store is. That's not that
done
long.
Yet, though?
I don't know. Fucking,
I haven't seen
there
one.
Was one in Virginia we went to, and it was everything must go.
Yes, but I don't swear know. To God, I actually now I think store. It was placed by Jim. I had one in a plaza till like last year. It was like, we're going out of business. Like, you've been going out of business for fucking 6 years.
I don't know what a Bob's store is.
It's like
Bob's Furniture, right?
No, it's like a. It's almost
that's
like a,
what I thought.
That's like what the one I went to was Bob's Furniture.
Oh
and
no,
it was,
it's the clothing store. The one
in
the store.
In Virginia, you were passing through Virginia, and we're like, let's check out this Bob's Furniture.
We were looking for a couch.
It's closing.
You know what?
We need a couch. We deliver
we were like,
it.
Let's see.
See if they have a credenza.
I'll be in the car.
Babe. Hey,
I miss
babe.
Credenza.
Tell me.
They don't have a. Whatever.
One of you two needs to tell me what a credenza is because I don't think either one of you know.
It's like a table. What? Jamie?
I don't actually know. What
Jamie,
a
pull up a credenza.
I don't think anybody in this.
It's like a table.
Know.
No, I don't.
You think, all right, well, you want to take bets? You're saying table? What do you say?
I say it's more like a. It's like one of those, like the footstools, but you can store stuff inside of it.
That's not a bad guess. I feel like that could be right. I'm going to say a small cabinet unit.
All right, before I click it, that's I want to say it's something
Thank
for
you.
Your clothes.
It's a mature
clothes.
Guess.
You're going to say something for your clothes, okay?
Low, long, often minimalist storage cabinet.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
It looks
Show
very like mid-century.
Show a picture. I got to see it. Okay.
Oh,
it's like a bureau.
Oh,
not,
okay.
Not
like,
really
like,
though.
No,
like an
entertainment
center.
Like you
could
put your TV
kind.
On there.
Oh,
even.
Okay. Okay.
This picture
like
has what's that?
A DJ table?
Yeah. A record player.
What's I'm not gonna say it again.
Okay.
What's a DJ's? What's the best name? I can leave, Pat. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
No, I just know. I just
I'm
know
sorry,
the joke.
I'm swinging.
I just know the joke. That's all. It's,
I'm swinging.
It's just such a stupid joke.
I don't
it's
know the
not
joke.
Against you.
Yes, you do.
You can tell the joke if
it's
you want. I don't care. I'm just like, God, I can't believe
the best
how stupid
name for
it is.
For a DJ.
Oh.
Eric.
Yes.
Eric.
So stupid.
Or Derek.
Derek.
Yeah, I thought it was Derek.
I thought it was Eric.
I like Derek.
DJ Derek.
DJ Derek.
You guys,
DJ
I miss Benny's.
Mikey G.
I've been thinking about Benny's.
Spitting the hits.
Huh? Benny's
been
crazy.
Thinking about Benny's.
Oh.
Benny's crazy pull. Crazy.
But like,
Rhode
no
Island
one else
pull.
Knows
crazy.
About Benny's except for around here.
Doesn't
Rhode
exist.
We had
it
one
also
in,
doesn't exist here anymore.
We had one of my. Well, I think they're out of business.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But we had one in my hometown in Dayville.
In Kennett.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Connecticut.
In Kennett. Yes. I feel like you guys talk in like Mongolian throat singing it down in Connecticut.
In Connecticut?
You guys know Mongolian throat
It's
singing?
The whitest place possible.
Yeah.
Like we don't have like a New England accent.
Do you know a girl thought New England was a state or a city capital of one of the states?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe that.
She
There's
was like, did you
people.
Know? Because she was talking about the Patriots. She's like, Seattle, Washington. And then someone's like, Seattle is not the capital of Washington. And it went into a whole thing. And then she was naming all
Washington.
The things. And she said New York. And everyone's like, you
capital
fucking idiot. New York isn't even part of New England.
Capital of Washington.
It's Olympia?
Oh, this bitch. Yes, it is Olympia. Oregon.
This dumb woman.
This
is she attractive?
Fucking idiot yeah. woman.
Is she attractive? Welch? Is that Haley Welch?
Hawk Tess Palantine.
Our podcast is doing better than hers.
In terms of episode count?
No, in terms of content.
Well, I didn't think she was still making. Yeah.
I heard she got in trouble for trying to make her own like Bitcoin.
Yep. She did. She made a cryptocurrency and then had a bunch of people buy it and then she backed out. So she made a ton of money.
I don't think she was smart enough to even realize that people were doing this with her name.
Exactly.
And then
yeah.
they
exactly.
fucked her
yeah.
over.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what her her official press statement was.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea that this was going to happen.
No, no.
Well, when she had
an idea it would happen. She definitely got paid a grip. They used her name. Yep. They used her clout. They fucking put it out. And she might have not even known what a rug pull is. I believe that she's that dumb.
Yeah.
Well, she's only like 21 or 22. She's young. So it wouldn't surprise me if she didn't know just strictly because.
Guys, we'll do anything.
She doesn't like. She's not familiar, like old enough to have learned about finance stuff.
Did you hear about the kid? That did his own coin?
The little boy?
No. The little boy. Mm. Did I tell you about that? It was a little boy. He made his own coin. And
it's the
people...
little boy. Thank you, the kids. Thank you, the kids.
What about the children? But he made his own coin. And like people just bought it because it's a fucking shit coin.
Mm.
And he made like $20,000 and he pulled everything. They're like, what the fuck? He's like, all right, my bad. Here's my other coin. This one's serious. I made my money. Put like 20,000 into it, pulled it again. He's like, you guys are fucking idiots. Yeah. Then
how old was he?
He was like 13. And then
I
he
love
fucking.
This country, dude.
He's a savant.
And
country.
Then
he's
he
savant.
Fucking.
He's a savant,
dude. Someone stole his dog.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, he like, just stole $40,000.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
stole his dog, yeah. and they were like, they started their own coin. Dude, it was.
Dog coin?
Lost dog
not
coin?
Not Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Dog coin?
Dog coin.
Dog coin.
Dude, I respect people who do stuff like the little boy. I also respect Dave Portnoy. He was like, if I ever make a cryptocurrency, he's like, it is a scam.
Absolutely.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
He's like, I'm going to rug pull it. Do not buy. If I ever need money, I'm going to do that, and I will pull out.
And there
and
will
100%
be retards that buy it. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. Dude, he's the greatest businessman of all time. He got Barstool Sports on Netflix.
Donnie T.
Barstool Sports on Netflix.
Rockefeller?
Who the fuck gives a shit about that guy?
He's the reason that monopolies don't exist.
Mm.
Dave Portnoy sold Barstool Sports for $1 million and then like 6 months later bought it back for $1.
That sounds like PR.
That's not PR.
I don't know. That's not real. No one's going to sell Barstool for a what was this back in like 2012?
What about the Rothschilds?
What about the kids?
The Rothschilds just have money.
Did you just poo-poo the Rothschilds?
The Rockefeller, who was the railway tycoon guy?
I would be afraid to say that.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was oil.
Fuck.
Harding? Yeah.
I just watched that for the first time like 2 months ago, maybe.
Who was
not
who
even.
Was the railroad tycoon?
I take
tycoon.
Your milkshake.
That was an incredible
railroad tycoon,
scene.
Incredible.
Early 1900s billionaire,
insanely cartoonish,
insanely
that might be
Dan like Day-Lewis is like, an amazing actor. I don't give a fuck what
he was.
Says.
He was great, but I did have to look Warren up YouTube Buffett? Videos later to be like, what was the point of this movie?
What is what are you,
most
what are you,
prominent modern?
Like I was like maybe I
no,
didn't
not modern.
Like it, I enjoyed it,
tycoon,
but I was like maybe I don't get it.
1800s.
Was it like? Do you think it was just like a? Like a guilt story.
It was like it was about like the corruption of greed.
Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Like,
Vanderbilt.
Like
yeah. Oh, the Vanderbilts.
Vanderbilt.
Known as the Commodore.
Vanderbilt.
There's yeah. a there's a
the college.
The
1794
yeah, Vanderbilt.
To 1877.
The fucking
yeah, the
there's
Vanderbilt.
A Vanderbilt,
Vanderbilt
building
the
in
the fucking Kennedys.
Kennedys.
The Kennedy. The dead Kennedys.
Yeah, but they like
most of them are dead now.
They were like big Good. Business, like when there was no competition.
Yeah, because it went
yeah,
Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt, Gould, Carnegie, Hill.
Carnegie?
Huh. Gould, you say?
Jay Gould.
Is there a...
The Gould.
Is there a Birkenstein or a Horowitz on that list?
Why do you know so much about business entrepreneurs?
I just named Jew names.
I'm the guy that likes to count how many Jews there are in things.
Hi, I'm the Jew guy.
I love that.
Hi, so my name is Tokyo. I'm like a window. I'm here to air it out. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
If you don't like me, kill me right now. Otherwise, pipe down.
Is this a rapper? But I don't know who that is.
Good Morning Tokyo.
That means nothing to me.
You mean nothing to me. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I'm like, so much
it's the most
tension.
Random.
This is like that gay hockey heated rivalry right now.
Rivalries.
Oh, did you guys watch that?
No.
I'm not gay.
Well, neither did I. I heard it starts.
I think
starts.
You did.
No,
you got excited.
No,
did you guys watch that?
No, because I haven't seen it, but I heard it starts like insanely aggressive sexually.
No,
I have heard that too. Yeah. There's not a lot of hockey.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
That's what I heard.
My girlfriend's like, I'll let you watch football if we can watch heated rivalry after.
That is not a fair trade.
That's not a fair trade.
And so we fucking...
No, she has to watch it. I'll watch this if you watch it.
It's not even scary. It's just good.
Yeah. But that's my thing, though, is fucking... It's like, all right, there's going to be like a story at least. I can follow the story. The gay sex, I don't really give a shit about.
I heard you see boy cheeks like crazy.
Yes, but that's the thing is that
round
butts. It literally...
Round boy butts.
I heard that was a requirement of an actor in that.
Yeah.
A firm, round
buttocks. Firm, round Russian buttocks.
It literally speeds through. It's like, he won the MVP, and he won this, and he's won that. And it's like, so you're coming over tonight to fuck me? And it's like, I at least have a... Can I get wined before I see two gay men fuck?
What I heard...
Want more plot.
Want more plot!
What I heard was that...
I have not watched it, so I
episode
know.
4, I heard it like ticks up story-wise, and it gets good. But before that, it's just like, what the fuck is this? I heard that.
Felt sister.
Well, because it's
heard
been so...
Heard with my eyes in front of my TV.
Heard with my heart.
Because it's been so popular, so like, other podcasts have talked about it, because it starts so crazy.
I heard that they won awards, and a lot of people were like, see what happens when you don't do nepotism, blah, blah, blah. That was like a big thing I heard about.
No,
because they were just happy to see
gay.
Two people that wasn't.
Yeah, it's just, it's gay porn.
It's it's a lot of those fucking awards. A lot of those awards are like,
they push the envelope on
like,
gay
it's
stuff.
It's just a bunch of softcore gay sex.
Yeah.
Like, I heard it's not very softcore.
Well, it's like
it's film softcore, but they're actually fucking.
I heard it's sexually like
it's
a
Cinemax.
Lot of like
it's a Cinemax fucking porno stretched
what
out
is
over
it
eight
on?
Episodes.
HBO.
HBO.
Oh, okay.
It keeps popping up on my HBO. ABC. It'll be like
TLC.
TLC. I could see
it's
it on TLC.
PBS.
You watch John and Kate Plus 8, and then Heated Rivalry, and then you go to bed.
It's the CW. Actually.
It's 8 p.m. now.
It's a
it's
CW.
It's right after House Hunters.
Right after Property Brothers. So you watch two brothers flip a property, and then you go, but what are these two brothers? Put.
Yeah. You watch two brothers flip each other.
They're black?
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of black guys in hockey.
No.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to think of the guy's name and I can't
think
of it.
You're telling me there's a black Russian hockey player who's also
he's not Russian, he's Canadian.
Who's also gay?
Black hockey player, go.
Actually, he might be gay, I'm not sure.
He's breaking all the stereotypes.
No wonder they won awards. This guy's doing fucking everything he can.
Check, 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 check. He's just checking boxes, baby.
Dude, this one guy was like, I'm gonna make history.
I'm gonna be black, gay, and a hockey player.
And Russian.
I'm gonna be Russian. Black.
Look, it's a joke.
Yeah. Same thing with gay.
You
I'm gonna be gay.
I'm gonna be black.
This year, actually, the 2025 to 2026 season features one of its highest ever concentration of black players with around 23 to 26.
Oh. Woo!
Wow.
I think that's almost a whole team.
So progressive.
They should start their own league.
The NNHL.
The NAACPHL.
It does say, though, that Willie O'Ree broke the color barrier in 1958 with the Boston Bruins.
That must have hurt.
Really? Hey, Boston!
There you go. Well, they were like...
Oh, New England.
Get over it!
The sweet state of New England.
Yes.
They were like the fourth hockey team in the NHL. So it's like, them doing something first isn't that crazy. It was three Canadian teams, and then it was
the
Boston
Bruins.
Why can't
you let motherfuckers just have something?
Wait, because I don't
Just let motherfuckers
your
have
team?
Something.
I don't really have one.
No.
I like the Sabres.
I was going to say you're a Sabres.
Yeah,
I
but that's just because I'm like, I might as well just be a Buffalo guy.
Yeah.
I literally have never watched
I have no stake in hockey.
I like the Mighty Ducks.
No stake in hockey.
Hell yeah.
Big fan of the Mighty Ducks.
Big
dude.
Fan.
Big fan of the Hurricanes.
They taught ducks how to skate.
You like Carolina?
Isn't that crazy?
Ducks how to skate.
You're great. Telling me a shrimp fried this rice?
Have you seen those? Have you seen the Benoit Blanc memes?
No.
Where it's
no.
him? That's so. You guys know who Benoit Blanc is?
No.
No. No.
Oh, so he's the detective that Daniel Craig plays in the Knives Out movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, but because he's Cajun, he has he talks funny. So they'll write a meme
he
the way
funny.
He would say.
He talk funny.
It.
Man, it might talk funny.
So he would be like, "Y'all telling me?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He talks like Colonel Sanders.
That this little baby shrimp. Fried this rice, and you're like,
there's I need to solve this mystery.
There's so this rice that we have before us right now was fried by a little baby shrimp.
How does one shrimp fry rice?
Yeah, that's how we talk.
You're telling
it's
me
crazy.
A crawdad. It's so sure. good.
Tell me,
so
little
good
baby shrimp fried this rice.
Country roads, take me home. To the place I belong, West Virginia, my mama, take me home, country roads. I see them. Did you? Okay, so this is gay as shit. You know what? One thing that gives me goosebumps every time I see it.
The Kinsman, when that guy
when he
steps
dies?
On the thing and
yeah,
he gets blown up.
Is that really what you were going to say?
No.
Why are you shaking, bud?
It's cold as shit.
Yeah.
Just stand in front of the door open, Rudy.
I didn't do that.
I honestly, I thought they were right behind me is why I left it open.
No, when it was the Bucks versus someone else in the and they were in Germany and they played Country Roads. Everyone was singing it.
Oh, that's because Germany, that is a massive song.
They love America.
No, it's a big deal song overseas.
Really?
Yeah, I heard about it before. I don't remember why it is, but it was introduced.
There's a lot of country roads in Germany.
It was introduced to them for something. I don't remember what. And
a lot
they,
of railroads
just,
in Germany.
It blew up. Really? They were like, this song's sick.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. But
John
it's
Denver. Guess
John
what?
Denver. Not from Denver?
Not from Denver. No, he is. But why did you talk about West Virginia?
I don't. I just said I don't remember. We have a person for that.
Blue Ridge,
but it's
a person for this.
Yeah.
It's was it Manchester United? I think.
Yeah.
They have that Tiny Bubble song. It's
yes.
massive for them.
Yeah.
It's similar to that. I just don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go with Breck first, because he rose his hand first.
Thank you. I can.
You ever notice that G has on Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses?
Said Jeffrey Dahmer.
Do we have the same glasses on?
Almost.
They're similar size and shape, but different frames.
Oh, no, I have the aviator vibes. You just have the weird kid in school vibes.
I don't know. A lot of people wear those style glasses.
Sometimes when they
want to
leave me, I just put them in the freezer. It's so that they don't leave me. If I eat them, they become a part of me forever.
If I were you, I'd be more worried about how you kind of dress and look like Jeffrey Dahmer, regardless of the glasses. Yeah, see, you look like you could. you look like you'd put someone in your fridge.
You know
do
what
you
it is? It's because
Forrest
your
Whitaker
eyes are so dark.
Here's my question. Do you notice my Forrest Whitaker eye?
No.
What's that?
You have a lazy eye?
I don't have a lazy eye. One of my eyelids is bigger than
the other. It works harder than the other one.
No, one of my...
It's
one
possessed.
Of my, one of my eyelids is bigger than the other one, so one of my eyes looks like it's constantly droopy.
Mm.
No.
No.
This one.
That one?
That one?
Kiss me?
He said this one.
Because right now it's the way you're looking, so it looks like, yeah.
In fairness, though, if he did say kiss me, he also winked twice before that he went, kiss me.
He does that a lot to me, actually.
What?
Kiss me.
Do what?
Kiss me.
I haven't winked in a while. It's harder than
I
thought.
I don't say it.
Yeah.
Think it.
Kiss me.
All right, what was your question?
What'd you choose from the board?
I wanted to do a draft.
Okay.
Oh,
so
right.
we can do hot pres.
Yeah,
hot
we did
presidents.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not think about that.
I didn't do
but
any
I'm not
research.
Gonna lie. I don't know that many presidents.
Do you want to join?
I'm down.
All right.
All right.
We'll start with you.
Watched, okay. I've heard podcasts that do drafts, and
cool.
I heard the ones you did, but
cool.
I don't really get how it goes.
Great.
It's so great.
If you go one at a time.
Cool.
You go one at a time, and once a pick has been taken, it can't be reused.
Okay. Yep.
And then it does. We usually do a snake. So snake. It goes down, and so the last person gets two picks. So it's one, if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, then you would go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
So what do you guys want to do? Three.
Yeah, we do.
Three seems good for four people. Right? Yeah, until we get a little more versed.
There's also only been 47 presidents, so.
Sure. Oh, we'll run out fast, yeah. Rudy? And I know three.
Yep. I would say, Rudy, you want to start?
Yeah.
Or do you want to give it to this dumb broad?
No, I'll take the dumb broad.
You get the first overall pick.
No.
No, you
that's
don't get to
said.
Look them up.
That's not what he said.
No. Yeah, no, fuck you,
you don't
Jamie.
Get to look them that's up.
A, yeah, you think you're better than me, Jezebel? Fuck you.
Jezebel.
Call back.
Who said that again?
Micah.
Fucking Micah.
In fairness, it is her job to look things up.
Yeah,
it
but,
is.
But not in this instance.
Yeah.
After I say a name, she can look it up.
Do you want me to at least write down the names of the ones you're saying?
Yes.
Where's that pen?
I have a pen.
I've got one.
I have so many pens, dude.
Should I write who's
your
saying what,
man,
or does that matter?
Yeah, write
I'm a small
like
business
a
owner.
Box grid. 4x3.
4x3x2y1.
No, I you know, it's fine. Yeah, I'll do your job for you. But
it's her first time doing this part of the job.
I'll do you for the first time.
Hey.
No, thank you. Also,
he's
first time? What are you, a virgin?
No,
but I'll do
you.
Put his cock
I've been
in your mouth.
I'm going to put my cock in your mouth. Put my cock in your mouth. Mouth. Someone remix
I'm
that.
The straightest. I'm the least likely to have a cock in my mouth. I'm the only one on this podcast who's never kissed a boy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's gay.
Right.
That's
the
not,
fact that you've never kissed a boy is gay.
So I really can't get a list.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe, so you want
yeah,
me to go?
Yeah, maybe
am
I
going to say?
You're
going to
go
say
first.
Abe first.
Abraham?
What?
Really?
For the hottest, he was notably ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
He's tall,
that was
though.
A great beard. And
he's,
he was a tall man.
He's very tall.
He's very tall. It, man.
She, it's
he
a woman.
Looks like a grandfather.
Women
clock.
Value height.
Yeah.
We do.
Do you add the hat?
Only like
or
three presents.
Keep the hat. Keep the hat.
Hat stays on. Suspenders, hat, fucking whoa.
Suspenders.
He definitely wore suspenders.
That's true.
Suspenders on. As
he
well.
Was a lumberjack.
Yes.
Axe
he was,
in hand.
He was strapping.
Mm.
He
right.
was also a vampire right. hunter. Yes.
I'll
lumberjack skills.
I'll take what should have been the first overall pick.
Go ahead.
Okay.
JFK.
Fuck. That was gonna be my second one.
Damn
yeah.
it.
JFK.
Yeah, that's why you fucked up, dog.
That should have
that's
been one
I still pick
one
Abe
one.
Over JFK, though.
That's
what are you
wow, that's
talking
crazy.
About?
Everyone
he's a
the
little
man,
too all-American handsome.
The man dick down
JFK.
Maryland.
God damn it.
Everyone knows I love JFK.
Guy's got game. He dicked down Maryland.
He convinced the hottest woman of his time to fuck him and his brother at the same time.
Well, her story's sad, but
well,
still
that's
over.
A
he
that's also
Maryland.
That's a lie. Potentially a lie that I've definitely perpetuated. I may have started that.
I don't think you did.
The no. Maryland JFK conspiracy?
No.
You started that? They
no.
have pictures of him with her.
No, no, no.
You
no,
were
no,
alive
no.
in 1962?
No, I may have started the him and his brother fucked her at the same
no,
exact time.
No, you did not.
Yeah, oh, really?
Absolutely.
I heard they both had a sexual relationship. I'm talking the same
time.
The same time. Not,
you know what?
Not coexisting sexual relationships.
Pick,
I'm talking
pick your president.
All three of them.
Pick your president.
After this draft is over, I want a timeline of when that came to light.
I know a lot about JFK.
Same. My grandfather had me watch many a document. My grandfather met him.
My grandfather was JFK.
My grandfather is gay.
My grandfather
is dead. Pick your president.
Is my grandfather.
You I know
bitch.
I threw you off.
You did. I really thought you were going to take someone else.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Bill Clinton.
Fuck you, Pat. Fuck you, Pat. God
it's,
fucking
that's,
damn it.
That's the, it's both my picks are gone. Now it's scramble mode.
No,
I've got,
I know exactly
I've got
who
nothing
my next
the
pick
rest
is.
Of this draft.
I know exactly who my next pick
I've got
is.
Nothing the rest of this
I
draft.
I hope no one takes my next one.
I know
it's,
exactly
it's got a couple picks
it
till
is.
It gets to you. It,
I know.
It's
I'm
happened
fucked.
To me before.
I know exactly what I'm going with.
I'm going Ronald Reagan.
Ooh.
Oh, he was in movies.
He was a movie star.
He was in movies.
He, was
he
old,
had a monkey.
But okay. he was old when right. he hit presidency, though.
Huh?
You got it. He was old when he hit presidency.
Oh,
this
we're
is,
going presidency?
That's
yeah.
it's
Taft.
Hot.
Oh, I thought
it's hot
yeah.
president.
I'm going Taft.
Not hot man who became president.
Taft is your second? It has to be. You already picked Reagan.
Yeah, you picked.
Yeah, I'm going to go said, Ronald Reagan, Reagan.
So you have to do
Taft.
Reagan and then Taft.
Yeah, I'm going Taft.
That's tough.
Why, we can't accept bears on this one?
Yeah, well, you don't like a man in a bathtub?
Yeah, you got to put a man in a bigger bathtub.
I'm just
gonna, get him in a bigger bathtub.
You put a man in a big bathtub.
I'm just going to end up picking just the presidents I can think of. Theodore Roosevelt.
Ah, oh, fuck. That was
Teddy?
My third one, dude.
Yeah.
Teddy was manly as fuck,
yeah.
Dog. He
dude.
Beat up a bear.
Get ready to get fucked.
Uh-oh.
Barack Hussein
Damn
Obama.
It,
oh, no, I don't like him.
Surprise, surprise.
Because he...
Damn it. It's his policies!
Surprise,
his policies are gross!
It's not his
surprise,
policies.
Surprise.
He has big ears. I
he
don't
wore
like
a
his ears.
Tan suit!
I don't like his ears.
Did you like his nose? Or are we going all
I like
kinds
his
of things?
Dick. Pat doesn't
no.
like that he
dick
was the first
balls.
Gay president.
How about this? Yeah. How about this? Motherfucker Lynn and Michelle.
Huh?
Michelle Obama?
Rumored to have a penis.
She was a president?
Oh, shut up.
I said rumored. I didn't say
no,
true.
I
said rumored.
In GTA.
In GTA.
In GTA Michelle Obama
dirt.
Has a
yeah,
thick
so.
Dick.
I'm gonna go
also potentially
fool
in real
me
life.
Once. Shame on you.
What? Who'd you say?
I respect that.
What'd she say?
George W. Bush.
Fool me once.
You know what? Okay. He was a good-looking guy.
He was
in the Air Force.
He was charming.
He's charming.
He's very charming.
He charmed the panties right off him.
With the Southern accent, very charming.
You miss me.
Very charming.
I love that, dude. When they throw the fucking shoe at him, he's like,
miss me.
Now watch this drive.
Now
watch this drive.
Ooh, who is my final pick?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you pick two?
No, I have to pick another.
Oh yeah,
yeah
you
it's
do.
Snake,
yeah,
so you,
you
have
do.
To pick another one. But this is your last one for
this
the
This is
draft.
Your last one. Think long and hard, Joe Biden.
I'm gonna go.
I was for a second.
I'm gonna
like,
fuck the diapers off that
was
boy.
Like Donald Trump, man.
Donnie D, baby.
Fuck, that's hard. I don't know, dude.
It's I'm like ba- I'm basically
it.
Out of
I got,
presidents
I got
that
mine.
I know what
I'm
they look
go,
like.
I
think
I number
it.
Two.
John no. Adams?
John yep. Yeah. You're gonna go John Adams?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what he looks like.
It
would have
been
like.
Really funny if she was like Thomas Edison.
It's Ben Franklin.
He was the president, you fucking dumb bitch!
That's like the electricity guy.
Yeah. Nikola Tesla.
Ben Franklin.
The light bulb.
Isaac Newton.
Bring him to me.
Wait, now I gotta look him up.
Nothing hotter.
Lord Byron.
Nothing hotter than shoving wires into a potato.
Speaking of.
Yeah. Oh, I would take that back.
John Adams?
Yeah. Dude, look at that forehead,
shit.
Brother.
You can't pick shit. The old ones because I was like, George Washington is iconic. I was like, yeah, that
teeth.
Guy's ugly as fuck.
He had horse teeth.
Wooden
horse teeth.
He wasn't my pick. He,
now,
I'm
since
just
I'm
saying.
Done, I'm Fair. Googling the rest of them.
Okay. I don't
well,
know what any of them
on.
Look like.
Yeah, we gotta.
No, I
want to
see who you're saying.
Okay.
Here's my next one.
Okay.
Oh, there's a couple bangers you guys are missing too.
I know, because I don't know enough presidents.
Here's my last
Not
one.
Not a smart man.
Here's my last one.
Go ahead.
Herbert Hoover.
Is that the one that you like?
The cross dresser.
What?
What?
Herbert Hoover was a cross dresser. He
yeah.
started the FBI.
He was president as well?
Wait, was Herbert Hoover a president?
Yeah, Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, he
You're
was...
thinking of J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, that's true. That's
shit.
True.
He
His
was
dad.
1929 yeah. to 1933.
Shit.
Bing, show me a pic. Hottie!
He looks like a priest! He looks like a Catholic priest! What is that, dude?
I misremembered.
He looks like Kiefer Sutherland got fat.
Last time on 24, I became the president.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
Shut up with your fucking John Adams looking ass.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, shit. I got one in my head that I'm surprised. Okay.
Honestly, I might have to try and go loophole on this.
How do you loophole a
president?
Yeah, no vice.
No.
No first
No
ladies.
Norton.
Norton.
James Norton, the first emperor of the United States. No Norton.
Oh, no. I'm talking presidents. Harrison Ford did play the president in Air Force.
No, no.
We didn't say real president. It said draft of presidents.
Then I don't draft pick Leslie Nielsen.
But you didn't, did you?
Leslie Nielsen.
Give it to him.
What am I giving him?
We're
giving
Harrison
it to him.
Ford.
He's the hottest
we
one.
We can put it to vote.
Harrison Ford.
We can put it to vote.
Give it to him.
If I knew that was an option.
You got to think.
What about Gerald Ford?
You got to think outside the box to win these drafts.
I was thinking him.
You got to think outside the box to win these drafts. I've got a backup if you guys vote out Harrison Ford.
Also, you picking Roosevelt.
Yeah. Look at that mustache, dog. That's a man.
Look at this shit.
He looks like a walrus.
He's a man.
He looks like
he's
a
soldier.
He looks like a happy
he's a
leader of men.
Yeah. That picture is the direct inspiration for Dr. Robotnik in Sonic.
Really?
That
yes.
makes a lot,
that makes
of,
a lot
sense.
Of sense.
Yes.
I couldn't even picture the real Theodore Roosevelt. I could only picture Robin Williams in Night at the Museum.
I'll give you this picture.
Kinda that's hot.
Yeah, young. Yeah. You gotta get him young.
Yeah, you gotta get him young.
In,
what are we talking about?
In the military.
What's the verdict on Harrison Ford?
We'll give it to you, I guess. We didn't specify.
Rudy, last pick.
And then
don't disappoint me.
And then we'll go honorable mentions, because I've got one. You guys never see coming.
FDR, baby.
I was thinking FDR.
FDR. He was a good-looking man.
He was.
Was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
He also ended World War II.
I couldn't remember which Roosevelt was in a wheelchair.
Didn't?
No, Roosevelt did not end World War II.
Which one did?
Eisenhower.
Fuck, that's the one.
Yeah, but that's
not
like...
Bad. Not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick.
No,
good-looking dude.
FDR is not terrible.
Yeah.
But that's like saying like Obama killed
Osama
bin Laden.
But like young, nerdy
Look at
cutie.
That.
Nerdy
Look at
cutie,
that.
For yes. sure. Young.
That guy's getting puss.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh,
fuck,
back,
is slanging
back then,
dick,
he's
dude.
Slanging All right. pussy.
Do you have an honorable mention?
Honorable mention? Donald Trump, what are we talking about?
Gross. Pat, do you have an honorable
he
mention?
He had the hottest wife, Ivanka Trump.
I'm
Melania
the president.
Trump. He has the hottest wives.
That doesn't make him hot.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The women in my life make me better.
You guys
because
are,
I'm a feminist.
You guys aren't going to like the honorable mention?
No, I'm not.
But Jamie Foxx played the president.
This motherfucker.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I was thinking of doing
yeah,
that.
Jamie.
I was thinking of doing that. I was thinking of doing
you,
that.
You got to think outside the box to
I'll
win some of these drafts.
Box. I'll fuck your box.
Exactly. The box. You got to think outside of it.
I will fuck your All box. Right. Exactly.
Honorable mention.
Precisely.
Yes.
Directly
honorable,
inside the box.
Honorable
fuck
mention.
My box.
This is sexy as shit.
Yeah. John Cena.
Before Trump did it.
Before Trump did it.
Only one man got into office.
And kicked out all the Hispanics.
No.
What?
Wasn't that Obama?
And then was voted out of office.
And then came back.
And then said, y'all motherfuckers missed me, didn't you?
Lyndon Johnson.
No.
This is his favorite president. It just takes him forever.
Cleveland.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Grover. I was going to say Jimmy Carter because he had a great set of lips.
DSLs.
I would love to see Jimmy Carter's lips.
He was a little cutie.
Some DSLs. Jimmy Carter got some dick sucking lips.
He does have a great set of lips.
Okay. So
it didn't age well, but
I don't think any of
Can
them
I,
did.
While we're
who
on
did
this,
you say, though? You said who?
William Henry Harrison. He died 10 days. No, is that John Tyler? Who died 10 days into office?
John Tyler. I think he lost a duel.
Oh, no. He was
got
sick.
He got pneumonia. He got pneumonia
James
during
a.
the
Garfield
Emancipation Proclamation.
Has the same year.
We actually have a very interesting... I didn't hear what the fuck you just
said.
I said
he got pneumonia during the Emancipation Proclamation.
No.
We actually have a very interesting story about a kid who was related to the presidents.
What, the kid in Little Compton?
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, so who are you talking about? This guy got shot the same year he became president.
James Garfield?
No. Yes.
No.
Who are you?
William. Either William Henry Harrison
same,
or John.
It's going to say the same year?
He died of pneumonia.
Finish my sentence.
Starts with a P.
This is why he calls you
It's
a bitch.
Either William Henry Harrison or John Tyler. Whoever died 10 days, it might have been 10 days.
I believe it was John Tyler.
Because he caught pneumonia during
his... He was
his...
sick during his campaign, and he died.
His acceptance
Henry
or whatever.
Whatever that's called. Yeah. His inauguration speech.
Yes, inauguration.
He has the shortest presidency,
yes,
but it's
yes.
a month.
What is his name? Mm. William Henry Harrison. Yeah, 30 days.
That's your honorable mention?
No shit.
No, Grover Cleveland.
He died of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew a kid that was related to them.
Hold on.
To all the presidents?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I heard all the presidents, if you trace it back, it all goes to the same bloodline.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Except crazy. Barack.
Well, there's always an outlier.
You know, you're going to have a little diversity.
It's like 9 out of 10 dentists.
The first DEI president. Oh, we can't say that.
It's 9 out of 10 dentists. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't have every single one.
You can't have every dentist.
While we're on the thing of like...
One of the dentists has to be black.
Man, I prefer perp.
Brush your teeth, fool. Sorry. All right, continue.
So, while we're on the topic of game things, I wanted to bring up my would you rather.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna be like, have you guys played Fallout New Vegas yet?
Best game of all time.
I've played 4.
Play New Vegas.
Okay.
Brother.
It just came out?
No.
It came out forever.
Shut up,
about. That's why no one's played it.
We just need one we need one an episode.
Passed.
I know.
I do like it.
I know.
Do you?
Yeah, I say it to you all the time.
I don't think she does.
It's not about her. It's about me.
Shut up. Hey, whose Tuesday is it?
Shut up, bitch.
Well, it's Rudy's
Tuesday. I'm sad you guys already did 2D women.
Do you want to do it again? Do you want to
2D women?
After
well,
you do
we
your
didn't
would
have
you
a draft.
Okay. No, okay.
Do your would you rather.
Okay, I want to do a would you rather. And it doesn't affect you. It more affects them. I wasn't thinking of you. But
surprise.
Wow.
Here every week.
I think it's funny that water bottle is still ice.
Can
I have it?
Just to check.
It's decent
some
water.
Okay, cool. Yes.
You're at the circus.
Fuck yeah, I love the circus.
You're getting a little bite. This is a circus in the 1800s.
Even better.
Fuck it. This is 1886.
Oh, there's so much racism.
Having fun.
It's like Song of the South
down
there.
Having sex
without AIDS. Oh.
You go to the circus.
I don't really worry about AIDS too much, but...
I don't think in 1886 they were worried about AIDS at all.
I
think that's his point.
AIDS didn't exist.
Yeah.
AIDS didn't exist.
Yeah, it's kind of a moot point, though. I don't think AIDS was around until, like, the 70s. I'm not a scientist.
I think
that's when gays came out.
About. Yeah. It was a high school kid that died of it first. Anyway.
He fucked a monkey.
When was AIDS created? So.
When was AIDS deployed?
It's 1886.
Literally.
Deployed.
You go to the circus, the freak show, the Barnum Baileys.
Yeah.
Love it.
You stay there.
Back when we called them what they were.
Back when men were men. And so you stay there, you have some drinks.
Yeah.
This is 1886.
Drink anyway.
You're drinking moonshine.
Love me some moonshine.
You have the opportunity. Would you rather?
Oh, I love this already.
Would you rather have sex with the bearded lady?
Okay.
And I'm talking Rudy's beard, your beard, Rudy's beard.
Oh, I know what she looks like.
Bearded lady.
We're talking
I think they're even
beard.
Better than both your beards.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking Rudy's beard, your beard.
Way better.
Everybody's beard.
Well, except for you can't grow one.
It's like, how about this? It's like 4 inches long, right? It's like a manicured.
Yeah. More beard than you could ever have.
Like a Russian man's beard.
Pulling up a bearded lady. Yeah.
Why do you hate me? So.
Let me count the ways.
You can have sex with a bearded lady.
Okay.
Who's about, but she's an 8.
Besides the beard.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Where she loses the 2 points.
That's actually where she gains the 2 points. She's actually a 6.
If you could see her chin, though, you'd be like, whoa.
That's
or
a sharp chin.
You can have sex with conjoined at the ribs twins. 1 pussy, 4 tits, 2 hearts. Break them both. And they're...
Break them both! Yeah, I like that.
Forearms.
Okay. Yeah.
Forearms.
Yeah, they got four
arms.
They're
right here.
Yes.
They're like mid fusion dance.
Yes. It's like
you know
it's like normal woman on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like stuck on you, but with one set of legs.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
And they're both 6s.
Oh, that's a 12.
Still one.
Who do you bang? Still one badge.
Still one badge.
But forearms. four hands, two mouths.
Yeah, but you're one man.
Yeah, I think I still go the eight with a beard.
I think Pat's gay.
It's not that.
It's not that.
Think about how complicated.
You're gonna utilize it all at the same time.
Don't even say
Stop.
That.
Stop. It's not that.
It's just think about like you're. I think you'd be surprised at how limited you are trying to huck around double torsos. Like,
I'm a big man.
Only thing is, yeah, doggy style would be
that
so
Siamese.
Stable.
Hold on. But here's the.
Wow. Yeah.
Get down on all eight.
They call it ant style, dude.
Ants on a lobster.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Octopussy. Can you imagine? Elbows down. Come on.
She's not going anywhere,
but
dude.
But what if
the
one
arc.
Of
them
faces down, asses up? That's the way I like
no,
to.
Faces
oh my
down,
God.
Ass up.
Yeah, it would be ass up. Yeah. But what if one legs down on their
yeah,
elbows
well,
and one
it,
legs
it
up
wouldn't
on
be
hands.
Get down on all eight to be down on all sixes.
I know. After I was like, damn,
you
that mouth's
the same
wrong.
You bet. Well, we all have to be on the same page.
Well, yeah, but okay, so y'all got to be on the same page. What
I don't
if
know
you,
why
what
I
if
can't participate in this.
What if you're more of an aggressive individual and you're like, oh, no, I like to, like, put my hand on the back of her head and hold her head down.
Which
you got
head?
Two
both
hands.
You
got two
hands.
They got two heads, baby.
How are you supposed to hump anything like this? You're just laying on top of her.
No, bull,
them.
Bull.
She's
baloney.
Got her hands on the wall. You got your hands on their heads.
So,
oh, no, I just figured it out. That you, they each go, like, one arm back and then hold each other's head down.
I have a medical question.
That's how you would do it.
I have a medical question. What? Because it's 1800s,
they're
there's not
die.
A lot of...
They're definitely young.
Think about that.
That's not what I was going to ask.
Holy shit, Pat!
They don't have...
Gonna,
they're like,
what
listen,
the fuck?
If they get pregnant, they're going to die.
They're not
they're
built
only
13.
You don't have to worry about it.
Well, that's my... It's like... You know, that's not what I didn't mean 13. I never said that. I said they were
what
young.
The,
I said they were
that?
Young. Breck said 13. I said young. I said they're going to die. They're going to be
back,
young.
All I
don't
wanted,
cut that.
Yeah, all I
don't
wanted to know
that.
Is what are the chances of the baby surviving?
Low, brother.
Although,
they might not live.
And also, is it going to be
those
them?
Sisters that got married?
No,
one of them's
one
of pregnant.
One baby.
Oh, my all God.
Right. I'm just wondering.
Oh, my God. We might have to cut all
we
of
We might have to cut all of them.
Why?
Is
because
it going to be them? Is it going to be them?
I didn't
know,
say
I
that.
Know.
He said
I
that.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if we can pop out with, is it going to be them?
Rudy?
How well, many of our listeners do you think are Siamese twins?
Zero.
Settle.
Fuck you guys, leave it in.
Settle.
They're not listening.
It's either zero or two.
Leave it in.
That, that was
in,
good. That
in.
Was good. That,
leave
that
it
was
in,
good.
Leave it in, leave it in, dude.
That was good. That deserves a mic bump, but I don't know how we do that with your setup.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
Oh, I just think so I
we're
feel
never
like...
getting sponsors.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Well,
that
not
was
when you're
great.
Talking about coming in people's mouths all the time.
Yeah,
that,
was the...
Mouth,
that was the problem, Pat.
He's also the guy that said they were 13. I never said that.
Them? Yeah, honestly, you guys, you're doing great. I love you.
I'm just thinking that, like, yeah, you'd have to have so much stamina to even utilize the potential of the twins.
That's
right,
what
well
I'm
wait,
saying.
Which
the
they just
okay.
didn't
Cause
have.
Because don't get me wrong. In, could so, you get a crazy handy? Absolutely. But what if you finish?
Well, no,
and
we
then
first of all, I'm
we
not
couldn't.
Long enough to have four
I
hands.
I was going
to
say, we couldn't. It's not feasible. How about you explain yourself?
Two women sucking on both of your thumbs.
Kinda hot.
Kinda hot.
Kinda hot. Kinda hot.
Knock, knock.
I thought you
Who's
were sucking
there?
On the
kinda
titties.
I don't.
Now you just, you're the baby
yeah,
in this.
I thought
no.
this was definitely like you
my
doing something
no,
to
no.
them.
Okay. No, 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 no.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't get sexually
you know
aroused
what?
By a girl sucking on my thumb.
Let's be honest, Pat. This entire situation, you wouldn't be sexually aroused.
Rudy?
No.
Rudy? Rudy?
What?
Sucking on the thumb? Come on.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, he's a pervert. That doesn't count.
So am I.
He, no,
think
you've
about
been
all
in
the
a
toes you could put in your mouth. Oh, wait. What? No, there's regular amount of toes.
Yeah, that's just two, it's just 10 toes.
But they want all their toes in it.
Yeah. They are 10.
Put both of our feet in your mouth.
Well, they're
right now.
So wait, 10 toes down on
business.
Four?
Yeah, they're 10
both
toes
of them
on
are
business.
Collectively 10 toes.
Yeah,
on business.
But four they're hands. 20 fingers.
Four
yeah.
hands, four
oh,
thumbs.
Oh, you're sucking on their thumbs.
No,
they're
sucking on
they're,
my.
They're sucking
thumbs.
My thumbs.
Oh, okay.
God, get with the program.
But why do you need conjoined twins to do that? Why can't you just have a threesome?
Because we're at the circus.
This is the question. Would it be the bearded woman or the conjoined
the
twins?
Bearded
the bearded
woman
is an eight, and the conjoined twins are both six.
Yes, you take the eight.
A 12.
If you can get an, eight,
an eight,
you take the eight.
But you wouldn't have the same story as, dude, I fuck these conjoined twins. They're both kind of hot.
No. Oh, I think sick. I think if, I think if two torsos come into one waist, I don't know if you can even get to a six.
Pat. I don't know who you are anymore.
A reasonable person? The only one who doesn't have brain damage?
I knew that was going in.
The only one who's not psychologically corrupt from watching stuff on the internet, probably?
That's fair.
I can't wait to break you.
Good
we
luck.
We are going to set up something, either a Patreon or a live stream, where I get to show you guys the best of the best. I used to do this thing with my friends. I've told you before.
You've told me about it.
It's
yeah.
called The Puddle of Mud. I have four volumes where I curate the worst videos I've seen on the internet on cringe, on gore, on everything.
And I told
and
you,
I
you have
you
to
guys.
Earn it.
But that's what I'm saying.
And you and I was like, if you want me to watch that stuff, because I don't, because it's bad for your mental health.
100%.
You need to earn. We need to earn it with a high viewership.
I've
and you were
that.
Like, and you were like 100 listeners. I was like, that's too low.
No, 1,000 subscribers.
1,000 subscribers. I still think is too low.
What?
For me to watch stuff that's
I don't
going
need
to break
anything.
Me.
10,000.
I'll do it right.
Me.
I'll do it off camera.
10,000. I could agree to. I could agree
even,
to 10,000.
10,000.
You guys
10,
heard it first.
10,000.
10,000 subscribers.
Zero. Nothing.
We might have
but
to
see,
do
but,
a fucking
but,
one, two, three button.
But see, that's why.
For free.
That's why you
I'll
guys
pay
are
you.
Like.
I'll conjoined. Pay you to do the research.
Well, it's just we can't put it on YouTube.
No, it's gonna
yeah,
be on
it has
Patreon.
To go on Patreon. Because it'll get age restricted.
Yeah,
I have
oh,
a lot
it would
of
get
Patreon
taken down.
Things
it would,
that
it would
I subscribe
remove
to.
Our channel.
Why? I don't know. I'm talking
oh,
at the very
bad.
Least.
Oh, it's
yeah.
that bad.
Yeah. Then why would I want to watch that?
Because it's funny.
It's
for your reaction.
It's not funny.
If your
there's
reaction.
Nothing funny about. There's no joy out
guys,
of it.
Guys, next
not
weekend
you,
at the Super Bowl party,
reaction.
That's what we're doing. We're watching the
I'm
Puddle
not
of
doing
Mud, dude.
No. I won't watch it.
10,000.
I'll leave.
10,000.
10,000.
10,000.
10,000, I already shook your hand.
All right. 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 subscribers.
God, correct. Dude, that makes me want to do nothing but fucking do the shit out of this.
That's how it should have felt before. Because
this is nothing but a hobby for me up until now.
I work
Pat,
very hard on this.
Pat.
Like, I work really hard. Pat, I wrote all those things.
Pat.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't fucking Pat's thing with Chris Pratt's new movie. That
oh,
was
yours?
Mine.
Okay. You want to talk
yeah,
about that?
I
want to talk about
I don't know
that.
What you're so mad about. I
at?
Didn't make the list.
No, no. Fucking like, no. I'm at? Not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm kind of mad at you. But fucking Chris Pratt's new movie is all over the place.
Should we check the batteries?
That's a...
Just a thought I had.
No, no, not a bad point. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard you said you liked Barbarian better than Weapons.
Oh, that's
some who someone did.
Is it recording? Is it red on the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're good then. I didn't know. I'm
no,
sorry.
They've seen my forehead.
Oh, cut it.
Yeah. No, leave that in. Leave that in. Good. Is it good? Is it good?
You guys like this?
Yeah. Barbarian. Barbarian was better than Weapons.
I didn't see Barbarian, but I liked Weapons.
Barbarian was scarier than Weapons.
100%. I don't care about
I
scary.
Just
I just
I've
want
been
to be
listening to episodes lately, doing my due diligence.
And we love
my
that
DD.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
There right, was let's... one episode that I was geeking out. I was like, this was a good one. I forgot which one it was.
Was it Maiko's?
No. I've been going backwards.
I was going to say, I couldn't even get clips from that because I just didn't. I was listening to it and I was like, I just gotta keep listening. I don't care about timestamps right now. I was in the gym laughing at myself like a psycho. And there's no way you can tell other people what you're listening. You can't be like, I'm listening to my own podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
well, so, yeah.
Like well, sometimes case. I'm listening to it at work and then like I'm like, I have to shut this off before someone comes in. And they're like, is that your voice? It's like, no.
This is not a, this
someone
is
else.
Not a pod thing.
I was driving Jack home from Jake and Johnny's.
Yeah.
The other night. Was the last one I was listening
and
to.
And I start the car and it immediately clicks on to the podcast and he goes, "Are you fucking listening to yourself?" I was like,
"It's business."
Yeah, for
it's
research.
Not what it looks like.
It's business.
It's not what it's, I swear to God.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say pick a topic, but you can wait because I'm going to pack this and hit it. It's so inconvenient.
It's, dude, Flower is.
Because I can't do two things at once.
Flower is incredibly.
He can't listen while he does that.
No,
he has to be ready to talk.
I know. He has to be.
Don't we remember last week? If he's not talking, if he's not the subject of conversation.
When he had to give up his microphone for 2 seconds.
That was so genuinely funny. We were like, no, it's fine. I won't fucking talk.
Sitting there like a fucking beatbox.
I know. I was like, I think this is real.
I was in this podcast as episode one.
Yeah, that's the
who
point.
Are you?
Well, but
I brought up Bob Dylan on stage. Who the fuck are you?
Well, it's because you like are, I would say, the host. You host. You run the show. I would say very strongly, and you also happen to be the one who sits next to G. So it's like, it's not my fault that the guests like to sit here. It's not on me. We tell them to sit wherever they want, and they always pick there.
They just want to sit next to you.
Yeah, they like
it
me.
It would make more sense if Rudy was over here.
And
it,
I gave
it
no,
would,
I'm
but
a,
he,
no.
He set up the studio, and that's his.
This,
he's
is,
like,
my
this chair, is my
chair. It has the blanket
no,
on it.
No. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. No, I like you sitting there. No, you're wrong. I like that. I like you.
I thought
I
he
like
was going to say, no, your place.
I know.
Was I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're big, you bitch.
No, I was going to say, G, pick the topic we're going to go out on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wait, was I doing something about Chris Pratt's new movie?
Yes. You were mid,
okay,
you were mid-topic.
We'll do that, and then we'll...
Yeah. Pick one more, and then we'll do... okay, so fucking Chris Pratt's new movie.
Okay,
Mark Ruffalo.
Mercy, yes.
Yes.
Mark Ruffalo.
Isn't he in that?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's another Chris Pratt movie. Okay, no.
Oh, that's Avengers. Okay.
Yeah. That's Endgame.
Yeah.
Huh?
They don't interact.
No way.
They never share
they
the
They never talk to each other ever, not once.
No, but so fucking... I'll get the audio trailer because I listen to Spotify all the time, podcasts, blah, blah, blah. And so I'll get the audio trailer. It is the worst fucking idea for a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard.
Can you explain it to me? Because I don't
Chris Pratt.
She was just asking who the actor was. That's the guy who plays Star-Lord.
Star-Lord,
right? Yeah.
Why have I been thinking of, like, no.
Andy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So, the base...
Why
have I
been thinking of Zach Galifianakis? Chris Pratt.
What?
And,
huh?
The Hangover? I don't know. No, so the fucking premise of the movie is that Chris Pratt gets arrested for...
God damn!
Mine were bad?
Holy
brother.
Shit.
It was like, look at this.
The propane tank?
Look at this. This is, I had to get it over feet from a low end. It's,
that's a Josh Allen interception. So.
Holy shit.
Come holy on, man. Shit.
Drake May threw 86
I'll
yards.
Put my nuts in your mouth.
86 yards. Josh Allen's never thrown for 86 yards.
So Chris Pratt is arrested.
Yes.
And he gets put in the cell, and something tells him over like a speaker,
You
have 90 minutes to solve this crime or you die, and you get AI help for every device in your knowledge.
It's like 90 minutes, I think is right, but it's 90 minutes to prove his innocence for the murder of his wife.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
And he created it, right?
Are we trying to make AI, like,
I don't know.
I believe
that
that's the backstory of the movie.
No. So this is the thing with it, is that AI, they're making some fucking bullshit AI movie. They're like, oh, we got to have something with AI.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's that the plot is so fucking simple. Because you know from the beginning of the movie, he's obviously going to figure this out.
Yeah, of course. That's how it works.
Unless he doesn't. They do the hook.
But that's the thing, is that they never do that. In American cinema, they never do that.
But that's what makes it so fucking crushing when they do.
But it's so annoying that it's like you have every resource available to you fucking ever.
Solve a crime.
Yeah.
Well, but also you have to solve it in 90 minutes. It's not like it's an easy task.
Hey, Alexa, who killed my wife?
But that's another thing I hate is that
your brother.
The fact they say you have 90 minutes, yeah. The fact it's not 30, the fact it's not 60, the fact it's not 120, the fact it's not a day is because 90 minutes is a feature film length.
Yeah. Well, fucking, you solve a Rubik's Cube in 30 minutes. That's hard as shit.
I can't.
You're
going to
solve a murder in 30 minutes?
I can solve a Rubik's Cube in 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to solve a murder?
Where the fuck does he get to run around the world to
no,
do this?
No,
he sits in a chair.
He sits in a chair.
It's a, show me the outside of the house.
What am I watching for 90 minutes? Him strapped to a chair?
You watch him watching screens. Watching memories.
Yeah. Jarvis, recreate the crime scene.
Watching anything that's been on a cell phone.
Jarvis, make my wife naked.
But here's
make her look like the Navi.
Probably.
I think so.
Probably.
I don't know.
But here's the thing that pisses me. Do you know what a Frankenbite is?
No.
So it's like when you're watching TV, right? You'll see someone say like, I hate this bitch.
Okay.
And
is it Breck saying that to me?
Is that a Frankenbite?
No.
A Breckenbite?
Are you giving a name to something you do every episode?
No, but say the camera's on me, right? I go, I hate this bitch. And they'll say, I hate, because you can see my mouth still. But as soon as I turn, they can put anything they want there.
Oh.
So in the Frankenbite in fucking Mercy, it's, I want to see my daughter's socials. And I'm like, what the it drives me nuts every time.
It's like when they had Pedro Pascal play the Mandalorian.
No.
It's like because it mostly wasn't him. He just recorded his lines in the studio.
But
it wasn't Pedro Pascal in the suit.
But not really, because that I understand. They did the same thing with Darth Vader.
Well, yeah, but that's
so the Frank
James Earl Jones is fat as shit. He can't dress up.
That's fair.
So it's like say I mean, early
he's already
in the
black,
podcast. You said say early in the podcast you said I like green beans, and then later in the podcast you said, these dicks are terrible, and I put together, I like these dicks.
Green beans are terrible.
I don't think that's the point.
I like these dicks. Green beans are terrible.
It drives me nuts. Drives me up a wall.
I would never say that. Oh, green God. Beans are terrible.
I would like
never
you to know.
I hate
I'll
green
say
beans.
It. Drives me up a wall.
I
Gee,
love
what do we go
beans.
Out on?
I want
Gee,
to know about cringe fitness.
Ooh, okay. So I've been getting a lot of like hot chick videos on Facebook and Instagram.
Complain
Surprise.
About it. Yeah. What the hell is that?
What do you mean? Everybody gets them.
What kind of problem is that?
We're hot young men in America.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. It must be cringy to look at all these hot babes.
No, the problem
when
is
when they don't know how to work out, it's cringy.
No, it's not that. This girl is very fit. I don't remember her name, but she's the fucking. Do you remember the girl in the IHOP? That's doing this to the fucking.
Yes! Oh.
She is a fitness model.
And you see the girl in the background who's like, I
oh my God, dude. All of her fucking videos are the cringiest fucking things. It's like sleeper build. And she's wearing like a big fucking t-shirt. And then she pulls it real tight. And she's like, she's fit, obviously.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's
she
your whole
good
fucking
shape. She was in good
yeah.
shape.
She's in great shape. But it's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I cannot fucking stand you.
I'll say this. In the pancake video, I thought she was chunky.
Really?
No. I thought she looked...
No,
well,
she was very fit.
I mean, you're seeing like this and up. You're not seeing a lot.
Yeah.
Look up cringe pancake video.
And I've also never seen that video...
Should I look it up on TikTok, it would come up?
Probably.
Yeah, 100%.
And I've never seen that video and been like, you know what? I want to see more from this content creator.
Yeah, no,
like, I never thought that when I saw
it. A fucking 1,000 more videos of that.
You got to get into like the real fitness creators who put out like actual like fitness related content.
Oh, I'm there, brother.
Yeah, those are the ones that are like actually. You got to cleanse your timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just saw it for the first time.
No,
it went.
I know this one. She's going like.
Yeah, she's
yes.
like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fork and knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's she's like,
and the
no,
white
she
girl in the background.
Is
going,
she? This
yeah, there's
girl
a girl in the back.
Specifically,
like,
does fitness.
She's a fitness
do you know,
influencer.
Do you notice the girl in the background? Her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like. I
fucking hate you. I hate you so much.
You didn't
Look
ask my
face.
Permission.
She's like,
yeah. Well, yeah, because that's how I feel every time I see one of those videos. I'm like, God, I would hate to have seen this person do this in real life.
Like, why are you making that, like...
Yeah. Yeah, what's with your face? Why are you, like, doing this?
She's legitimately very fit. She probably works her fucking ass off, dude.
Oh, I'm sure.
She must be... Yes, she must be fucking insufferable in real life, dude.
Absolutely. Yes.
In fucking sufferable, dude.
But in fairness,
I honestly just wanted to bitch about it because it was bothering
the fuck out of me.
I'm like honestly sick of like all the little weird influencer things though. Like the
it's millennial porn. It's all that dumb millennial.
No, it's
because
they
don't know how
Gen
to hold.
Z. That's
they,
Gen Z.
They don't know what it is to
oh, it's
hold
not
an actual
it's
job.
Gen Z bullshit.
If
you want to be like a content creator like that, shut the fuck up. If you want to be a content creator like that. You should be required to have an actual job first. To understand, like...
You gotta submit a W-2?
Yeah, to understand, you're not just some dumb kid who started recording themselves in their bedroom. Like, you've earned the right to be like, I don't want to work in a factory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like Breck. He's a janitor now. He's the lowest of the low. Could start. You're a union rep. You're a union rep.
That's true.
You're a top dog. You're running shit. You're making business deals.
I'm head custodian.
He throws out the big garbage cans. He's the big bin guy.
Big bin boy. Big bin boy.
And so if Breck,
my job's very important.
If Breck was like, I want to be a content creator, they'd be like, well, let's look at your work history. Oh, you've done some shit. You've seen some shit. You've earned the right. To try and pivot to something else.
You've seen Kurt Cobain's brains on the toilet.
You've gone through hardship.
Right.
Yeah.
Hard shits.
Either. Well, I think the other problem
is... Well, not
is
many. Not many hard shits.
They start being, like, fun, and, like, people are like, oh, I like to watch them do this, and then they get these weird personas that they, like, have to fit.
It's ego.
And it's so creepy. It's like, why are you doing that?
It's the whole performative aspect
of it.
It's
all performative.
Do you know
performative males.
Do you know the girl who's, like, got the Tourette's?
Performative males.
She's, like, super famous.
They need to clean their
Bailey.
Rooms.
I think, I don't know her name, but it's something like Bailey.
Yeah.
Bailey.
And
Bailey.
She's got like a TV show now.
Yes.
Balin.
And I'm like,
Balin,
the Tourette's girl.
She's great, but I won't watch the show because I'm like, I'm worried that you're going to you're going to try and just become a character of yourself. Like, just like Duck Dynasty, where it's like, oh, you guys, it became all for the bit after a certain point. And it's
and those guys were normal guys until they got the cameras in front of them. And then they grew their beards out fucking crazy long.
Yeah.
And they turned into fucking hillbillies.
Yeah. And they did like two or three seasons of
and
being
Pat's like, I've been a hillbilly my entire life.
I know.
It's going to be like that.
It's the same thing with that fucking Michaela girl who's from Mass that does the makeup. And she does the Kim Kardashian. She has that crazy accent. She don't have that accent for real.
No, there's no way.
She was doing her makeup. She wasn't conventionally attractive. She would do crazy makeup where she'd look better than she was.
She's a catfish.
People liked her because of the makeup she did. And now she does hauls that are like she spends $60,000. And she just goes about all the bags she buys.
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Is that gap in your eyebrow natural?
Yes. I used a tattoo needle, heated up with a lighter, and pressed it against my skin.
Why?
To make it natural.
That's cool.
Why was that the pivot you wanted to go on? When we're bitching about influencers.
Do you know one time I drew
and
it
you
on
ask about
and
eyebrows.
Some girl went like this?
Nuh-uh.
And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, you have something. I was like, it's the end of my eyebrow that I drew on.
Don't fucking touch me.
How dare you, bitch? And then I had to fix it with Sharpie. And, you know, not a fan.
You fixed your eyebrow
back
with Sharpie?
Dude,
you're like, no one will notice.
I look back at pictures. I was like, that shit was heinous.
Dude, we had a girl in my high school. She was a grade below us, and she shaved off her eyebrows. I swear to God to you.
Rudy's last date.
Her fucking...
Oh, yikes.
I want to hear about that.
Her fucking eyebrows were as... We called her Nike checks.
Oh,
her eyebrows were thick, black.
Oh,
that's a thing, though. Eyelash blindness? Eyebrow blindness is a thing. You
I've been
start doing
this
it
for
too
years,
long, too long, too long.
Months.
What do you mean blindness?
Days. Like days you days think even. They look good, and like everybody else is like, "Whoa,
cheerleader
you look
effect,
crazy
cheerleader effect."
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like it starts
lip,
to damage
filler,
like their eye.
Blindness. They call blindness to everything that you
Pat's
do too much
worried about the
of.
Medical implications
well,
of this.
Well, because she was like eyelash blindness. I was like, you put too much like the chemicals like start to damage her. Well, because you go too crazy. I was like, I don't know. I don't use makeup. I was curious.
Really?
No, not once.
I think you used eyeliner.
But it's not regularly.
Huh?
I've had to use. I had makeup put on me. I haven't used makeup.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, it's not the
lost
same
a girl
thing.
That way.
Yeah,
lost
that was
a girl
a bad
because
idea.
She
put makeup on me and she lost all respect for me.
She did it to you and gay. She was like, oh,
yeah. It was a humiliation ritual. Dude.
I would have liked it if you pushed back a little more.
All right,
instead of just rolling
boys?
Over,
boys.
Say goodbye.
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 Bye. See you later.
Actually, I had a song
this is
I wanted
song
to sing
to remember the dead.
Sure.
The podcast is dead.
No, I wanted apparently. To bring up a song. Maybe you guys know that if we could sing it together, that'd be great.
Okay.
I love when you do your gay things with your hands.
Which one?
He does it a lot.
I want you guys to know if you've heard this song, sing it.
Sing
with
along.
Me. Sing along. To close out the show, I'd like to sing this.
You know,
it'd
be really funny if you put the lyrics at the bottom of the screen.
No.
And there was like a little bouncing ball.
Yeah,
all of you at home.
Space, I'm walking in home with you. Not too shackled in my embrace. I'm latching on to you.
Is that Adam Sam Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Sam, Smith is way better. And not Mastercraft. Fuck. Disclosure.
Diplo.
Disclosure.
Kesha.
Shit.
Old Sam Smith is way better.
You love some Sam Smith.
I love old Sam Smith.
I also heard
Smith.
That episode. Agree.
I love old Sam Smith.
Mm. Bye.
When he sings about like his dead wife and stuff.
And he stopped when he wasn't wearing weird outfits that had no business being on his
yeah.
body.
Yeah, when he dressed like a normal guy. Who sang like romantic songs? Yeah,
bye.
He had funny hair, like a bouffant hair.